103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. One of 3.2 Dublin City FM. It is the Sod Show special on Bloom Fringe, Bloom Festival coming up June Bank Holiday weekend. And we thought we'd look back and play you some recordings that we didn't get around to playing you from last year's Bloom Fringe, where the Sod Show went outdoors and recorded some shows in the Paris Court Townhouse Centre. We're doing it all again this bank holiday in June, and we want you to join us. We'll be in Paris Court and we'll be in Dublin Castle. More details from sodshow.com as we get them, but it's going to be a really exciting weekend. Let's go first to the founders of Bloom Fringe. Esther and Marion are talking with Peter Donegan.
103.2 Dublin City FM. You are very welcome to the Sod Show live sessions in association with Bloom Fringe. Good morning to you over there. I hope you're having a wonderful day in the Powers Court Townhouse Centre. We'll have no heckling from anybody working here today, including the Pepper Pot and our caffeine suppliers, Counterculture upstairs. We have a wonderful jam-packed show. We're getting waved at. I've never had this before, apart from that time where I wore my Speedos down the main strand of Portmarnock, and that's a fictitious conversation that never actually happened. To Garden Radio, a big thank you to our team behind the scenes for the live sessions, the gentlemen of Two Spots Coffee, Green Sacks indeed, Brian Green to my left, Katrina Redmond, who is our executive producer for the live sessions. You'll find us at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSodShow, and sodshow.com for all other details. In the meantime, our guests for this afternoon, we have Esther and Marion of Bloom Fringe. Good morning to you. I'll start with Marion, if that's okay.
That's good. You can start here, yeah. Hi.
Marion, can you just explain, and we've had you on the show before and we were saying what Bloom Fringe is and what it was. So if you're listening to this in the future, go back. It might be 2016 by the time you hear this again, but we are up. The day has arrived. It is upon us. And I guess the easiest way to ask you the question is, first of all, a brief description of what Bloom Fringe is.
Bloom Fringe is a fringe festival to the Bloom main festival that's on up in Phoenix Park over this June bank holiday weekend in Dublin, Ireland. As it is a podcast, it'll be international. We pop up gardens and do guerrilla gardening and do a lot of urban greening, and we activate our city and make our gritty city look pretty. Really for one day, and it's for on May, the Saturday of the June Bank Holiday weekend. So this year, in 2015, it's Saturday, May 30th, which is today. And we've been up bright and early from 5 o'clock this morning. And first thing we did was that we met an amazing landscaper who set up a pop-up garden on what we fondly call the Wygobald Square.
Okay, so just to cut across you there, for those who aren't aware and who are listening to this in podcast outside of Ireland, in the future again, yes, we are recorded live here today, or airing, or you might say on show live in the wonderful Paris Court Townhouse Centre. So you're listening to this a little bit in the future. That's the first thing. The second thing is Bloom in the Park is, I guess, Ireland's premier garden show, and that is the easiest way to describe it. And Bloom Fringe is, I guess, the spin-off. But whilst Bloom in the Park would be about show gardens and show gardening and all of that pizzazz, and you might say a little bit the horticultural variation of Elvis in Vegas, this is a little bit more like the Edinburgh Fringe meets horticulture in a sense, if that's a fair way to describe it.
The easiest way, that's a good way to describe it for sure. And if you're getting into rock and roll terms, well, Peter, you'd be able to tell us which rock and roll star that we would be mainly like, I guess.
Well, we've had this conversation before, you see, so it's, I think if you're unsure, and again, you're at your laptop, after you're finished, listen to the Sod Show, go and put Gallows Pole by Led Zeppelin into YouTube and press play on that. Here's a question. So you've got about Esther. Can I put this one to you? How many events have you on the go this weekend?
So today, across the city, we have 55 locations which are hosting a number of events. And these range from tours, workshops, talks, pop-up food installations and sampling, performances. We have about 12 artistic green-related art installations. And then we also have community gardens showing their good work in the city. So 55 locations, so about 100 events probably.
And Marion mentioned, in a sense, it's the rock and roll gardening, I guess, of Dublin city centre and greening up our gritty city in a sense as well. We'll get to a little bit more on that in a minute, but I mean, this is the first part. You are getting paid how much to run this Bloom Fringe Festival, just to put in context?
We're not being paid anything to run it. I'm a landscape architect and Marion's a garden designer, and we're very passionate about urbanism and celebrating the good work that goes on in the city and showcasing how you can make change and change these areas of the city that could need a little bit greening and love. So we do it just for the love of it.
Okay, and I'll put this question to Marion if I can. But Marion, the first one is, I guess, how did you convince me, first of all, and then get me to convince an army of Sideshow non-paid personnel to not go out on a bank holiday weekend? I think I went out last night, to be fair, and I had 3 pints for medicinal purposes, but not to stay out longer than, let's say, 11:30 to get some form of beauty sleep. How did that conversation happen, and how did it go for you?
To be honest, I mean, I can't get into specifics about who does what. The thing is that the minute that you start talking to people about Bloom Fringe, everybody gets really interested. They go really quiet and they listen to you and they think, that sounds really interesting, it sounds really cool. It sounds like that sounds very inspiring, actually. Hang on a minute. Wait, I know what I can do. And before you know it, you've got somebody crowdsourcing bunting. We have this amazing girl, Ashley Downey, and she just went online. A lot of our stuff is social media driven, because if we're not getting paid, that means that we don't have a PR company or any kind of budget for any of that. So it's all where our fingers are kind of pretty sore at the moment from tweeting. We tweet and tweet and tweet, and we're on Facebook and Instagram all the time. We've got a great website as well, bloomfringe.com. And every time, so then there's the whole, so we meet people, we talk face to face, right, and all of that, and we talk about what we're doing, and people pick up on that passion very, very quickly. And we're all about inspiring people to plant, and honestly, it's almost as simple as just plant anything. And if you plant one thyme plant on your kitchen window and you use that on your chicken dinner, that's great. But that's going to then empower you to do more, and you might end up having a farm someday.
So let's try and get back to the original question. I have a tendency to do this myself. When you spoke to me and said, hey, Peter, I have a cunning plan, Baldrick, you should not go out on a weekend and you should spend your entire Saturday doing Sideshow live sessions at Powers Court Townhouse Centre, what was the response?
Well, you said yes, of course. But that's what everybody does. We've got this incredible team of volunteers. And there are all these people hanging around here today with my phone and Esther's phone, and somebody sitting in my car at the moment making sure I don't get clamped. They're doing that because of this is such a great idea. And it's just as simple as that. Bloom Fringe is about, it's not about having lots of money. Now, okay, so I'm a garden designer and you're obviously a landscaper. We're all trying to make our, you know, pay our own mortgages as well with our own businesses. But we're in it because we love doing it, and you have to be that passionate about if you're in gardening, because, you know, you get wet and sunburned quite a lot, usually in the same day. So it's tough. It's a tough business to be in, okay? But we're doing it because we love it. And because we love it, when we start talking about gardening and planting, people pick up on that and they respond really quickly and they get inspired and all of that kind of stuff very, very easily.
Hailstones on your sunburn yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I don't really care once it's not today on Saturday.
Where else would you get it? But we're indoors and it's warm and it's lovely today.
It's just, yeah, for the moment. Fingers crossed.
The weather gods are with us.
Yes, the weather gods are with us indeed today. And I should also add, that was the voice of Brian Green. And for those of you who know the Sod Show well, we normally heckle each other from afar. I'm usually the one outside in my shorts while it's raining and snowing. And Brian Green is sitting inside eating mince pies. Esther, it's very difficult for me to ask you your own personal highlights for today. But for those sitting maybe having a cup of coffee here who maybe are going to buzz off around lunchtime and go see something on the day today, we'll get to maybe an element to them in a minute. But, you know, the conversation, if I can ask you this, with Powers Court Townhouse, where you came into this wonderful location and said, hey, I think you should give us your entire building, turn off the background ambient music and pipe us through every single store that you have here today. How did that conversation go? Do you remember it well? Did you get a warm response?
Yes, I do remember it. We started the Bloom Fringe Festival last year, and we set it up and planned it in a very short time. So even then, with about 8 weeks planning and rollout, we got a big response. And the Garden, who have a shop here at the front, they're the flower shop, they set up the windows all around the front and all down the steps, and did flower arranging on the street, little workshops. So they were instrumental in getting the whole of the Powers Court Centre together. And last year we didn't even know that many of the shops inside were doing Bloom Fringe windows and Bloom Fringe installations, greening installations. So there was already a very big buzz last year. So when we came and met Mary Larkin this year, she was all for it and was really supportive about doing things like the Sod Show recording here and having other events.
We'll take a break there and go for Song of the Week. Let's have a listen to The Hanging Garden by The Cure. The Cure and The Hanging Garden, 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show at Bloom Fringe 2015. 2016 is coming up, so check out sodshow.com for more details on that. Let's get back to an interview we didn't get to last year from thegarden.ie. Mark Grehan is in conversation with Peter Donegan.
103.2 Dublin City FM. This is the Sod Show live sessions for Bloom Fringe on a Bloom Fringe bank holiday weekend. You're all very welcome to the Powers Court Townhouse Centre. Still in my company is the wonderful and genius that is Mark Grehan. Mark is the owner and brains behind The Garden, a shop located here slap bang in the centre of Dublin City Centre and indeed the Powers Court Townhouse Centre. Mark, we were at the point of talking before we split for a break about the effect maybe that Bloom Fringe has on the businesses around. It's only 2 years young as, I guess, a fringe festival. But have you noticed between year one and year two that, I guess, the local businesses around you, the premises, the business owners who've maybe turned around, saw last year and said, yeah, I want to buy into that. I'm going to pretty a little bit up. I want to do something a little bit extra.
Yeah, that's correct, Peter. There's been a huge interest and, you know, there's a good lot more businesses involved and they're all creating and doing something a bit more quirkier as well, which is nice.
Does it have that effect? Do you find people walking past the shop tend to walk a little bit slower? And I mean, I've done the Dublin City Centre commute on a Monday morning and people seem to be hustling and bustling to get onto the Dart. And I don't know, it's something wonderful about a bank holiday June weekend when the sun is shining. People tend to walk slower. They tend to drink their cup of coffee a little bit slower. And when, to pardon the cliched pun, it's put in front of you, you do tend to stop and smell the roses, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, you're right there. And also it's Saturday, so it's a bit more of a relaxing day for people. So, and also, say, the displays that other businesses have done throughout the city obviously are quite visual, a little bit different, so they do catch your eye.
Was there anything, can I ask you, from maybe last year that stood out in your eyes, mind, that maybe wasn't? What did you do yourself last year, can I ask?
Last year we actually put wooden crates on all of the windows on the front of Powers Court Townhouse and created a little country cottage garden in each one.
Wow.
This year we did the wheelbarrows. I suppose one of the things that probably stood out on my eye last year would have been there was a recycled bottle display at the bottom of Cow's Lane. So that was quite interesting, and they were growing potatoes in it.
And I guess it's possibly a silly question, but you're a very, very intelligent man. I know you were a year behind me in college, and I'm a little bit smarter than you by default in that context, says he, jesting, Brian Green laughing to my left. But have you got something in your mind for next year? I mean, you are a very creative fellow, to give you credit where it's due.
To be honest, Peter, I haven't thought that far ahead. Let's work with today, hey?
Yeah, let's stick with today. Yeah, well, it was always one of them. Where are we going for a pint next week was my question to Mark way back when. From a business perspective, Mark, I guess the easiest question to ask you is, what would be your speciality? What's the forte? It is that thing of doing something that you love for a living. It's also a case of that, essentially, when business kicks in, does it change that what you're doing for a living, which is also your hobby, and I guess what that in mind is the bit that you love doing most, as I'll call it work, but I personally can't call it that.
Well, to me it is work, and I think probably the most important bit is actually listening to the customer that's in front of you and getting to know what they want and what they want you to create, if it's a bouquet or if it's a little table arrangement or a simple pot of flowers. And it's listening to them and getting it right for them and to create something special and different for them.
At the last time, I should add, I was in the Mansion House. It was a series that we covered under the Sod Show, and it was the International Garden Centre Congress organised by our good friends in Borbia and Karl Marx. And I know we have in our backlog on that the speech by President Michael D. Higgins. The floral arrangements in the centre of my table, sitting in front of Michael while he was doing his speech, President Michael, that is. The flowers were arranged by yourself and your good team. I was pleasantly surprised, and I think I had that moment, as I said to you before we came on air, where I was kind of going, that little has had, he's done it again. He's actually better looking than me and more intelligent now.
Thanks, Peter. We Borbia wanted us to create something special and something wild, and that all the flowers be Irish, pardon me, and that they were grown here as well. So, you know, we went to a local wildflower farm and I picked the flowers kind of that day before, and then we just conditioned them and created a nice arrangement in the centre of the table.
He says nice arrangement. It pretty much absolutely blew me away, to give it credit where it's due. I guess the other side of it, Mark, as I walk into your shop, I've seen it on Twitter, and even though I might attempt to try and ignore you, you keep on popping up on my timeline. You're like that lovely little bit of loveliness that just won't go away, and you don't want it to either. A lot of your stuff has appeared in magazines, which is where I see it a little bit, and it's usually, to my eye anyway, and to make a very simple description, it's kind of like that Timotei shampoo advert wandering through or running through a field of sunflowers, and the lady invariably is wearing some of your flowers upon her head.
We've done different things, and we create, you know, some nice arrangements for different magazines, and we work with different people, you know, and sometimes when you've a lot of creative heads coming together, you know, you can create something really nice as well.
Is that a dangerous path to try and walk down? Because, again, you've got this business hat on, but you want to do something that's a little bit different, and different not being mainstream isn't always what everybody, I guess, invariably would want. How difficult of a challenge was it as a designer, a guy who works with flowers and plants, to make your own path down there and become a little bit synonymous with, if you want something with a little bit of pizzazz, beautiful, extremely well presented, and then you have to go and meet this guy, Mark Gretton. How difficult is it to attain that status, I guess?
I guess you just need to keep pushing yourself and then get it better, and kind of, you do have to work hard, even though you might love it, and some days you might want to have a shut eye or have an easy day, but you do need to work hard.
And I guess the other thing is, if people were to walk in off the street and say, hi, my name is I'm hesitant to say the Slim Shady thing, but you know, what would be, I guess, the most requested thing that you would be asked for, or what would they maybe want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and chat about?
We get asked a lot for our kind of relaxed kind of style arrangements and bouquets, and they just want it put together easily or not too fussed.
Is it asked? Did you get showed photographs of stuff that you've done for somebody else and say, I want it a bit like that? Or is it, no. Listen, just run away on your own and make me something that's going to wow me?
It would be a little bit of both. And we'd also have quite an array and a display of flowers in the shop. And that would also help people kind of choose what they would like us to create for them.
Wow, okay. Can I ask you just briefly, again, we touched on the horticulture thing, we haven't reminisced that much, but just to put in context, I think you've pretty much done all the flowers for all of my sisters and almost all of my brother's weddings, I should add, and that's how close to the heart, or that's maybe how long and how well, I wouldn't know, Mark, but your horticultural training, you came up through college, and you're now slap bang in the heart of Dublin City Centre with two shops, I should add, at this stage of the game. I have that one correct, don't I?
Yeah.
I do indeed. Okay. But for those who wanted to get maybe started in the horticultural industry, would you have any, I guess, nice bits of advice for them?
Well, you'd have to study hard. But, you know, from a practical, where we went to college, the college was quite practical. In that, you know, they had a good work ethos, so I think that has helped in terms of trying to build your business, you know. But start off, if you are starting into horticulture, maybe to do one or two garden courses as a starter and to ease yourself into it and not to get put off by the botanical names.
That's one part, but the other part is, I guess, on the work, I won't say the work experience part, but the jobs almost that you take as you're coming along the way. I personally tended to take the lower paying jobs for a better title or better experience, if that makes any sense. Did you choose something different? Was it a little bit similar?
No, I whatever job I was asked to do, I just kind of did it to my best, I feel.
I think when we first bumped into each other, I was what? So I'm a little bit older now, but I was about 24, 25. I'd just gone out on my own. You were working in, at the time, Malahide Garden Centre. It changed hands a couple of times. You moved. What was the catalyst from there to going out on your own? What was that point, that divide?
I guess it was just time, and I kind of felt I had the energy for it, and if I didn't do it then, I would never do it. So I just said I would try it and do it day by day and week by week and see how I get on, and that's kind of the way I still do it, you know.
Did you walk out the door, walk straight into Powers Court and go, that's the open blank space that I want? Hi, Mary, can I have that one? How much? Is that simplifying it too much?
That's probably simplifying it a little bit too much, but we used to trade on Carpenter Row and the market on Thursdays, so that's kind of where it started in the city centre and kind of built it up from there then.
Wow, okay. We're almost at the basis or the basics of the pop-up shop. Mark, if people wanted to find out a little bit more about you, you have a website?
Yeah, it's www.thegarden.ie.
And you're also on the Twitter thing as well?
Yeah, and Instagram, it's @shopthegarden.
Do tune in to us again next Friday at 3 p.m. And until then, for myself and Peter, have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.